Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Bucks Celtics tonight, game 4, Fiserv Forum. Deer District will be rocking. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win. At Wendy's, what's the key for a win tonight in Game 4 for the Milwaukee Bucks is the question. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Leroy Butler, your keys, because you may have more than one, your keys to a Bucks victory tonight.
Well, in our meeting today, actually it was virtual this morning. That's why I couldn't be here at 10 o'clock. I was meeting virtually with Budenholzer and Horace. And it's about, the word we wrote up on the board is about rotation, Steve. Rotation. When we rotate the ball and share it, nobody can beat us. So the reason why you put it on your bulletin board instead of the other teams, because we don't want them to know. I don't, you know, let me ask this question to a guy.
Come on, ask.
Do y'all care about bulletin board material? Gary, back in the 80s, like if a guy from another team said something, did they actually put it on your bulletin board?
Yeah, the only bulletin board material we cared about is when we played the Bears. Other than that, it didn't matter to nobody else. We played the Bears.
So somebody would come there and write something on the board that would.
If it had anything to do with the Bears, we get down with that.
Okay.
Not like nobody
that.
Else.
I like that.
It's got to be the Bears. Right. Other than that, we the outside noise, we didn't.
Okay. Yeah, but, all right. Thank you.
But if it got anything to do with Mike Dicker, if it got anything to do with Singletary, Jim McMahon, he loved with the Pete Rozelle head scarf or whatever he was, if he doing it, Mickey Pluto. If they doing any of that kind of mess, we got something to say back.
I like that.
Other than that, no.
So it's about rotating the ball. I think when they got stagnant a couple times, I think, Steve, you're going to get your wish and a few other people's wish. You're going to get them. Because you obviously their length is giving Boston some trouble, but it's only a few guys. So that's why I think they wanted Porter to come off the bench. So they're going to get the ball done and run some plays. And sometimes when you see Budden fold his arms, America, he's letting the players figure it out. He's not trying to be a helicopter dad like me with my son. Okay, he's not trying to do that. He'll sit back and you guys work it out. If they're going to run, y'all know how to put the fire out. Now, in closing, I don't necessarily want 60 shots to go between two guys. That's why I'm saying, when you say rotation, that's a parent way of saying share with your siblings, okay? Don't always think it's about me, basically. Because if you guys want Holiday to bring the ball up, they're going to give him that three at the top. They're going to give it to him. And he has to take it, right? I mean, so if you want the traditional way of a guard, well, they had a three-guard rotation, of Holiday bringing the ball up, they're going to drop down to the free throw line. You got to shoot it. You got to make it. Make your open shots. That's why I didn't know this, but I wasn't surprised Boston won game two. They missed a lot of open shots in game one. They made them in game two. They missed some open shots Saturday, but the Bucks, if they rotate the ball, okay, then they're going to be in good shape.
All right, so for me.
Those are for you, Stevie.
I'm in the similar category as apparently as Bud and Horst.
What's that?
I want the ball to keep moving. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm with
him.
He
was in a meeting. Yeah.
His meeting, his virtual meeting he was talking about. Yeah. That's how he started.
You were in that too?
No, he said agree with us. I'm with their line of thinking. So often, and this is part of the reason I don't like Giannis bringing the ball up, is it gets stagnant where it's, I'm going to go get mine no matter what, get out of my way, here I come, and there's no ball movement.
Yeah,
Drew gets into his headspace and decides, I'm going to go get mine now, and we dribble 10 seconds off the clock. That is what's frustrating to me, I think, is when this team is going and they're moving the ball and, you know, Giannis is getting his triple-double and he's getting these assists, that's when this offense is the best. And dare I say, that's when any NBA offense is the best. When there's good ball movement, that's when you win. When there's not good ball movement and it's a lot of standing around, hands on hips, role players watching their star players each take 30 shots, then all of a sudden, not only are you staying around on offense, now you're not as involved in the game. And now defensively, that may affect them on defense too. Just look at Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen has talked numerous times about he gets that early steal in the game or a couple early steals in the game. That gets him going offensively and gets him even more involved in the game. And I think that is the biggest thing on the offensive side of the ball. Keep that ball movement and let's not play a bunch of one-on-one basketball. So for me, that's one of my keys going into this game. Gary, what's one of yours?
Giannis, show up. Be there, man. Triple-double, whatever. I mean, what do you got to do? He's the best player on the court. I like you and Leroy. Y'all, you know, y'all basketball players. I get that. I'm just, the obvious to me is the best player on the planet. Giannis, got to have him. Y'all can move the ball around all you want, but if Giannis ain't doing triple-double and scoring you 40-42, y'all ain't winning, care how much ball movement you have. Give me Giannis. Let Giannis do what Giannis do and be the best player on the court. Simple as that.
I know he scored 42 and he almost lost. So it got to be more than
that. Sure did.
Did they win or did they lose?
They won.
They won.
Okay, all right.
Okay. But you ain't say that.
Never known.
You say, just give me Giannis.
Never known when you start doing almost stuff over there.
Yeah.
I just, result. They won. That's it.
So if you're going to always go to just say Giannis, then why do we go to him, Steve? That's his answer.
Give me Giannis.
Give me some.
Y'all don't have Giannis. You don't have Giannis. You got nothing else.
Oh, come on.
All this moving the ball movement, all this kind of
stuff. So you don't want him to move the ball?
Trying to be the smartest guy in the room. Give me the best player out there.
That's been his answer for 3 years has been Giannis. If they lose, it's Giannis. If they win, it's Giannis.
Giannis.
That's all he says.
Ball movement.
Well, why don't we go to him for any kind
of member of the show? We have to go to
him. Smartest guy in the room.
You're right.
Ball movement.
They'll have to go to him.
Yeah,
Bobby Porter's coming off the bench, Grayson Allen, all that kind of mess.
You mentioned Grayson Allen 20 times last week.
Yeah, he loved him in the Bulls series.
So now you're a front runner.
Yeah.
You can only give me the superstar. That's the only guy in Jersey I want.
Now we got to nitpick whether Grayson Allen and Bobby Porter's who shouldn't be starting. Give me Giannis.
So Bud overthought it, you think, by making that lineup switch?
I don't know if you overthought it or not. I know Giannis had 42
because Bud
12,
made the Bud made the lineup switch, so there had to be a reason for it.
42, 12, and 8. Yeah. That's what it made the difference to me.
What's the key for a win tonight in Game 4 for the Bucks? Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Was at the Jewelry Center last week getting a couple of the charms for Mother's Day. for the mom of the soon-to-be baby
what
daughter.
What charm you get on, Steve?
I got one of those like pacifier ones. It's like gold and silver,
I guess.
That's
nice.
And then I got
the stone
for July, which is a ruby, I believe.
Look at you.
Which is a what?
A Banky.
A Banky, yeah.
L'Oreal, you couldn't take it from her.
Yeah.
I say, honey, you have 11 teeth. You don't need it.
Oh, wow. Did you say that?
Yes.
That's mean.
If you can say yes, sir, you don't need a pacifier.
That's mean, Daddy.
Okay.
So, where do we go for?
I thought you said to let their kids do what they want.
What do they
want to
do, Steve?
That's what he said, right? Make your kids do anything. If they don't want to do it, then they don't have to do it.
He's snatching the pacifier out of your kids.
Here's what you guys sound like, y'all.
They want to have a pacifier in high school? Let them.
Do what they want to do.
Here's what you guys just need therapy. Yeah. You're going to compare a 16-year-old that has his own room to a 2-year-old.
She ain't had 11 teeth at 2.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get this pacifier away, okay?
Why? Let her do what she want to do.
No.
Let her develop the way she want to develop.
Now, if you can kick me in my shin for not going to Disney, you don't need a pacifier.
Let her be what she want to be.
If you can just fold your arms and stomp off, you don't need a pacifier. Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
How about this, Leroy? You should hear my mama claim the fame. How about this? I was so bad. Not bad, but...
How bad were you? That's what the crowd would say.
My mama said I used to fix my own bottles.
I believe it.
She said, let that boy have what he want to have. Get in that bottle. Let him have it.
See, now he on the other side.
I used to go to the refrigerator.
Let him have what he want to have.
I go to the refrigerator.
Gary, hypocrite.
Get my bottle. You just pour the milk in there and screw the nipple thing on top of it.
You
shouldn't be drinking milk at that point.
Leroy,
you should be drinking out of a cup.
Leroy, I never thought in my wildest dreams Gary would be patting himself on the back at something that happened at like one. Right. Yeah. Not here, patting himself on the back for one. At age one. Let me tell you how great I was at one, y'all. Yeah.
Let me tell you, he argued with a two-year-old.
My own body.
Okay, so he wants a
bad. I think I was on a bar until I was like five.
Leroy. I believe that. I believe.
Could you imagine
kids attached to their mom and they got 80 teeth? You shouldn't be attached to your mom at that point.
I just got told the other day of a person that was still breastfeeding in kindergarten.
Oh, come on.
Swear to God. Gary Ellerson.
That may not be right.
No, it's a thing.
I'll leave it alone.
Go to TikTok.
Please tell me about the jewelry
center. I won't ask Leroy because you know it's at the jewelry center, right? But Roy, is it still too late to get to Mother's Day?
No.
Can I go today?
No, it's every day is Mother's Day.
So I can go to the jewelry center right now today.
Absolutely.
Get my significant other.
Yes.
A piece of jewelry.
It's a young man he in the military, gets home, I think, Friday. They're going to celebrate Mother's Day because he hasn't seen his mom in 3 years.
Yes.
So he missed them all. Dean Murray is the one person that helps him understand. People love gifts 365.
And that's the truth. Three locations locally, 76 Lake Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank building, the third location in Burlington, Wisconsin. For you folks that listen to us statewide, go check my good friends out at shoptjc.com. Shoptjc.com. Ask for the owner, Dean Murray.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. What's the key for a win tonight in Game 4 for your Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum? Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Fitness Steve, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Steve. Can I make one quick statement to Leroy? I know
Leroy's gone. Leroy left.
Let's go on from here.
Okay.
That's okay. You know me, Gary. That's okay.
He's got to go get his makeup ready for Spectrum News 1 tonight, so he had to go.
That's okay. My concern, Sparky, is the refs are going to call the game different. I just have a feeling. Around the league, there's too much. I watched the Phoenix game yesterday. I watched the other games. It's just like I got a feeling with the internet going on and people complaining and that other guy from Delaware calling in, they're going to call this game differently. There's going to be a lot of fouls. There's going to be people fouling out. There's going to be a lot of flopping. It's just but then the other side is the Bucks haven't scored a lot of points. And they haven't really been hot on the three-point line. I didn't watch Saturday's game. I had to watch the replay on NBA Network. But I got a feeling that it's going to be a hot night for the Bucks. I don't know, but it just seems I got that feeling. And it's going to be really hot. They're going to hit a lot of threes. They're going to pass that ball around, like you said. And it might put Boston into a little bit of trouble because that's the way I see it. I'm worried about the refs, though. I'm worried about the refs trying to. What happened to Paul yesterday? He had four fouls in the first half.
Yep.
I think they're going to try doing that tonight. They're going to put people on the foul trouble. They're going to tell you, look, you're not going to be able to play that type of game. You're not going to be able to push people down. And it could hurt the Bucks. It could hurt the Bucks.
You know, Steve, thanks for the call.
Okay, Steve.
I've got a question for GE.
What's that, Steve?
I think we've talked about this in the past. Do the referees control this sport more than any other?
Well, you've talked about that.
As far as you control balls and strikes and Angel Hernandez and so forth, we've seen that. NFL, I don't even really know who a horrible referee necessarily is as far as there's so many of them out there. I'm sure if you talk to the players, they could tell you who the worst is that judges their position across the league. But in the NBA, obviously, like earlier we read, Tony Brothers is the head ref tonight for this series. Mm-hmm. Boston is like 2-10 since 2015 in playoff games in which this dude was the head ref. Outside of him, they have a winning record in the playoffs when he's not the ref. So immediately, if you're a Celtics fan, you're like, great, then we're going to get screwed tonight. And if you're a Bucks fan, you see that and go, okay, we got a pretty good shot to win this one if history holds true. Now, again, you don't know how this is all going to play out. But like he said, Steve said, they can control pace and they can really change the way the game is played based on how active they want to be blowing their whistle.
Well, for whatever reason, the NBA has always had that surrounding them, maybe since, I don't know when, beginning of time, I don't know. But they've always had this referee thing with them. And then that Donahue, is that his name?
Yep.
That came to light, and then that further cemented a lot of people's thoughts about refereeing in the NBA. So I think it's kind of there, and I think it's always going to be there that the referee controls, not even the referees. Well, now we know it's referees, but I think most people think the NBA also controls who they want to win and not win the title. I think that's always been more so than baseball and the NFL.
But even forget the NBA for a second. But think about it from a high school perspective or from a youth basketball perspective. The referees, just in basketball in general, just forget the NBA for a second, they do control pace of play. Because sure if you're watching a high school game or a college game, if they decide they're going to let them play, then all of a sudden that's different. And then the next time they play, different refereeing crew,
right.
And now they're calling more ticky-tack fouls,
right.
And you have to adjust.
Right.
And it's not like this series has the same refereeing crew every time.
Right.
In baseball, those umpires, they just rotate around the bases,
correct.
Essentially throughout a series.
Mm-hmm.
So those same dudes stay with you the whole series. But in basketball, throughout a playoff series,
you're getting different crew.
They're new guys, and you have to kind of feel out what the referees are going to do.
Right.
That's the thing that boggles my mind. That's why I say it almost feels like the NBA just kind of told everybody, just let them go. We're not gonna control the game as much with the whistle this time. Just let them play more this year than we've had in the past, and kind of let's see what plays out, and let's see the reaction from the fan base. Let's see the reaction from what the players and the coaches say, and go from that. And now, until John Horst yesterday, and maybe I missed it, you or AR can tell me. I don't think I've seen a GM or an owner come out complaining about the referees in any of these series. Horst, I think, is the first front office guy to do it. And he was complaining for both sides that it's getting out of control.
And maybe it is. I mean, I don't know. But I like it because I think it skews toward the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks, maybe outside of Miami, though, are the most physical team left in these playoffs. So I want it that way. They can handle it. If they had P.J. Tucker, they'd be the most physical team in the NBA left right now, just with that one addition. But right now, to me, it's a toss-up between those two teams that are left. NBA playoffs.
Right. See, and that's the other thing, too.
So that could be a bloodbath if it's going to be Miami.
Right, I totally agree. And you know, that's the part of it, though. If you get into the first quarter of this game and the whistles are blowing early and often, then it's going to be, of the two teams, which one makes that adjustment quickest to the style of play that they're allowing.
Right.
And I don't know if it necessarily changes your offense or your defense one way or the other, but if it's more ticky-tack stuff, who does it favor?
Well, the ticky-tack stuff is, in this series, the Bucks series, is probably going to go towards Boston because that takes Giannis out of his game. That means Giannis will foul out. Giannis ain't changing the way he plays.
Oh, because now you're saying
that.
Giannis, you know, has to take more jumpers,
yes,
more pull-ups, stuff like
game.
That, right?
Yeah.
And his mid-range has come around.
And he gets some foul trouble.
Right. All right, what's the key for a win tonight in Game 4
Giannis.
For the Milwaukee Bucks? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, dial it up the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Don't forget right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with a new hot honey chicken sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. See Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson, AR Adam Roberts, other side of the glass. I brought this up last week on my show in Milwaukee after the Big Show. We never addressed it on the Big Show, me, you, and Leroy. Now Leroy is gone for Spectrum News once, and you'll be heading as soon as we're done here as well. The Giannis mural downtown Milwaukee with his back facing... Everybody?
Yeah.
Hands on hips?
Yeah.
Whole deal?
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, does it keep changing?
No.
Wasn't it all white at first? Or was
well,
that
yeah,
just
they
the
had
early
to put
stages?
His jersey on him and stuff. But...
Okay, is that what they were doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then now they got the jersey on him? I do like it now.
Yeah, it's done today.
Yeah. I saw some pictures. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I like it. You
yeah,
don't like
got,
it?
They got the shorts on him.
Yeah.
Hands on.
At first, no.
No, I don't.
Okay.
My take hasn't changed. I don't get the back shot. Like I get the back shot of LeBron because he was famous for that whole hands extended thing or whatever. So okay, I get that. Fine. the Giannis hands on hips thing, is he known for his hands on his hips? I mean, I don't, that back don't shot, like, I don't know if that's him.
I don't know.
Like, if you took that Giannis, right, and you made that a shadow, that's it, and you put the shadow up, how many people would know who that player was?
In Milwaukee, everybody would know it was Giannis. You seen outside of Milwaukee?
Just hands on hip basketball player.
Yeah, everybody would know that's him. Are you saying outside of Milwaukee?
Right, I'm not saying, right, but I'm saying making it a shadow. Right, outside of Milwaukee, just make it a shadow. Don't put a name, jersey, nothing. Just boom, that's a shadow. A guy with his hands on his hip.
Could you put 34 on there?
No, because then obviously everybody's going to know where it is.
So no,
I don't need a number on the shadow of LeBron with his hand stretched up, looking up or whatever, to know that's LeBron. There's only one guy that's kind of known for that one pose.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan through the air. Yeah. The logo, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's Michael Jordan. I don't need to know.
What would be Giannis' thing? You say he should have his face?
I just don't think there is something with Giannis. And if there's not one thing, then yeah, I want to see a dude's face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't. Right. To me, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm being overly critical here, but I don't know. I mean, it's not disrespectful or anything.
What'd you say on your show that you do after this show? Would you say something?
I just didn't get it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I don't like the back shot. Like, give me something.
You would
like,
prefer
he's
the face.
He's got a great laugh, a great smile. Like, give me something like that. I mean, I don't think it has to be a mean mugging picture necessarily.
Yeah, and I don't know where they were going for here, but they could have done something more like with a dunk or something if I was doing something with Giannis. But I'm okay with the back shot here. I mean, because I see him like that a lot, standing like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about a basketball move, I probably would have done something with a dunk or something with a basketball
move. Now, the artwork itself is phenomenal. Like, the muscle definition they've got, the wristband or whatever they've got on them, the jersey, the headshot, the head. Like, it's phenomenal work. Don't get me wrong. It's great artistry or whatever else. I'm just saying the actual pose itself, I guess, I would have liked to be a little bit different than what they ended up going with. At the end of the day. So, yeah, there you go. Because I just realized we never actually got to that last week on the show.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it, though.
The other thing.
What did AR say? Was he okay with it?
AR, what do you think? Do you like it or not?
Well, like you said, Sparky, I'm just really in admiration of the actual artwork itself and the detail. Because, you know, I do a little bit of painting outside of my own time. And I know that, you know, when you're doing something of this scale, the elements can come into play. And as we know, this spring has been anything but dry, sunny, and pleasant conditions.
Right.
So the fact that this went from in, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks from just a white image on the wall of the 600 East building to now Giannis is amazing. That said, I think you make a very good point. If this was just a blank shadow, there's nothing really that would stand out about it. And Giannis has such a recognizable face to not just the city of Milwaukee, but the entire state at this point. Yeah, I probably would have wanted a 180 to flip him around doing some kind of motion where I can see his face. But the artwork itself is awesome. I think the guy who did this mural is going to do another one of Selena in Walker's Point in Milwaukee. So it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it looks great, no question. I just rather would have seen his face.
Okay.
That's all. Okay, the other thing that I've heard talked about quite a bit between the game itself and us coming on there to do our show, either heard it talked about on the radio, different radio shows, or have seen people on Twitter talking about it, and that is Hubie Brown on the call for the game.
Heard that, yeah.
Do you know how old Hubie Brown is?
Is he, what, 75, 80?
Higher.
Higher than 80?
Mm-hmm.
What is he?
Type it in here. UB Brown.
Is that a big deal or something? Or
yeah.
Why?
Hold on. Let me widen the screen. What does that number say? The highlighted number.
I don't see it.
88.
We see 88.
Right here, the blue highlighted number. It's right here.
Oh, there it is, 88. Okay, on that side.
88 years old.
Wow. Hubie.
And I hear people.
He's doing a good job.
Listen, right. I hear people going after Hubie Brown. He's horrible. They should get him off the air. Now, again, a lot 88. Of Bucks fans, I get it, right? Because it seems to me, as a Bucks fan, he's leaning Boston.
He is leaning Boston.
That's what it feels like to me.
Did.
You agree?
Agreed.
Now, he was a Bucks assistant coach back in the day.
Agreed.
But I myself, I can get down with Hubie Brown. I've always thought Hubie is good on the air. But the dude is 88 years old.
Yeah.
doing a job at the highest level that a lot of dudes would love to have that job. He's 88. Are you going to be doing this at 88?
No.
He almost swore. He almost swore. I saw that.
I saw that too. That was the caught himself.
That was so good.
Good job.
Okay.
I might though, Steve.
Dude, 88, Gary?
I could do this at 88. I mean, I really could. If I'm right, I could do this at 88.
88?
Yeah.
What is that for you? That's like 23. No, that's like almost 30 years from now.
Yeah, I could do this at 88.
Guys, 30 years from now?
You guys let me do it from Florida.
There is no chance I'm doing this in 30 years.
Call Mitch.
There is no way.
I love it. You guys let me work.
No, it'd be more than that for me. It'd be like 42 years for me.
I work every Mondays and Friday.
Oh, you want Leroy's schedule at 88?
No, but I don't know what Leroy's schedule is, but I work every Mondays and
Fridays. Well, Leroy's schedule is he comes in when he wants.
Exactly.
That's Leroy's schedule.
So I'm not saying that. I don't come when I want. Every Mondays and Fridays. So that'd be after
all season or just Packers?
All season. After the Packer game.
Right.
Obviously, it revolves around Packers. And then before you go into the weekend, yes.
Yeah. Do it. You would do it.
Yeah.
Play golf Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Do the show on Mondays and Fridays poolside.
What?
From your retired condo community that you're doing. But that's the thing.
Wearing my white shoes.
This dude's getting in a plane.
I know he's going to
fly all over the country, man.
But Steve.
This dude is sitting
Steve,
in Milwaukee right now
Steve,
and got to go on a plane to Boston tonight.
He's probably flying a private plane.
Who cares?
It ain't the same.
Y'all can say whatever you want about air travel. That wears on you at a certain point.
Private plane, the way they do it, it ain't the same.
I don't know,
it ain't
man.
The same.
Still air travel.
It ain't the same.
He's
not doing all this, going through all this mess. It's private, boom, boom, he's
you
in
all,
and out.
Y'all
he's
see,
got car service, he's got the whole
sure,
nine.
Sure, well, yeah, of course. I'm just saying, if you see Hubie Brown out and about, y'all should say, hey, man, hell of a good job, man.
He is doing a great
dude,
job.
Dude, you're rocking it.
I didn't know he was 88.
Dude,
how old
just
is,
get off of that dude.
What's up with my guy in Gil Brandt? How old is he? Is he 90?
Oh, he's up there too.
You know, Uke's 88 too.
Yes.
Uke's 88 too?
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Chris, on Twitter.
He's just in front of McLaughlin, I want to say. By a year, maybe.
Johnny Mack is 87?
Johnny Mack, no, I don't think he's. 90 is for Gilbrand.
Okay.
Yes.
90 is Gilbrand.
90 is Gilbrand, yes.
McLaughlin's 78.
Yeah.
McLaughlin's 78.
Yep.
Man, Lord Emmers.
Yep. Sounds fine.
Right. I want to do
and
that.
And Euchre sounds fine.
Yes.
Sounds fine. Again. Now Euchre figured it out. He was like, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done traveling. I'm done doing all this nonsense.
Right.
I'll do a few home games. We'll do that. That's all good.
That's how you do it.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Okay.
And he still get to be one of the boys.
Right.
Now, Gil
doesn't have to travel, but Gil's still doing a radio show during the week on SiriusXM, so he's still doing that, causing uproar on Twitter every once in a while for stuff he says.
Why not?
But so he's still working, too. Again, I ask you, if you're listening right now, how many of you think you're going to be working at 88, 90 years old?
If you love what you do doing that, you will be.
At 88 or 90?
Yeah, he loves it.
Dude, I don't even know if I'll even be alive at 88 or 90.
You'll
nonetheless, working.
You got that.
I saw something on Twitter the other day. There was a man, I think, in England who received an honor and an award, I think, from Guinness. He was, I think, 108 years old, and he's worked with the same company for over 80 years.
Damn. 80 years at one place, Gary. 80 years.
That's a long time.
I mean, come on. And so, I just want to get that out about Hubie Brown because I know everybody has their beef with Hubie.
I like him. I think he does a good job. But he's still skewing towards Boston.
Yes.
But I'm okay with that because I get that. That old school mentality.
I like Hubie Brown as well. I think he's very good on TV.
Yes.
And I agree that he is skewing towards Boston. Mm-hmm. But even with that, so last Saturday, the reason I did this was, so I'm seeing people going after Hubie on social media. I was like, dude, how old is this dude? So I Googled it. I saw 88. I was like, he's 88. Y'all, most of you won't even be working at 88 years old. Nonetheless, most of us won't even be alive probably at 88. And this dude is calling playoff games.
He's doing it.
Stop.
It.
Man, that's crazy. All I got to say about that. All right. What's the key for a win tonight in game 4 versus the Bucks? We'll get AR's key to the game. We'll read some tweets as well. Got one more segment for it if you want to jump aboard with a couple calls here. We'll take those. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, summed up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. See Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson. Spectrum News 1, him, Leroy Butler, Dennis Krause tonight at 7 and 11. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate, or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast when the Bucks win. You win at Wendy's. So I got to give it to y'all. Y'all listen to this show, hear us talk about something, and tweet in immediately. And I get them at Sparky Radio. I got a couple of y'all tweeting at me. So one is from Merrill. We were talking about that mural. And the back of Giannis is the mural. And very well done. The artist did a great job.
I think so.
But I was just saying in the last segment that I don't like it. That is his back. Like, give me the front of him. Give me his face. I want to see his face. And Merrill tweets at Sparky Radio, "You're definitely being overcritical, LOL. He's putting Milwaukee on his back or something like that, LOL.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
That's pretty smart.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to spin it that way, but you can spin it, right?
Yes.
Michael tweets at Sparky Radio, "Maybe the painting of Giannis's back means Milwaukee has your back."
Okay.
That's another one, too.
Okay.
See, y'all are great, okay, man.
We haven't heard one way or another what it's supposed to mean. Okay, all right, okay.
No. Maybe the back was easier to paint than the front. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, don't care.
Is that it?
But, yeah. Okay. But I will say this. I just like that it's something. Because Leroy has been complaining about this for years. Mm-hmm. Like, Giannis should be everywhere you look in
plastered
the city.
Downtown.
Like LeBron was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It should be the same thing in Milwaukee for Giannis.
Agreed.
So regardless of what the mural is of, it's still a huge tribute to Giannis and the success that he's had. And it's a great honor, obviously. No question. Before we get back into Bucks quick, we didn't talk about this yet. And that is this Monday Night Football thing they announced earlier today, this morning, about week two. Okay? So already, we knew that Vikings are playing the Eagles in week two on ABC. Because ABC's going to get somebody on football back. Now they also announced that the Titans and Bills will also play Monday Night Football in week two on ESPN.
Okay.
So tell me if I'm reading this wrong, AR, please explain this to me. But I believe this means they're playing at the same dang time. So we're going to have Vikings at Eagles and ABC, Titans at Bills on ESPN, because they're both East Coast.
Yeah, that doesn't make
They're not going to make somebody start at 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast for a game.
No.
So
right?
So the Titans-Bills game will be a 6:15 kickoff for
7:15
Central, and then 7:30 on ABC.
Right,
the Vikings
same
game.
Time. Right, same time.
No, that's a 7:30 Central for the Vikings game.
Same time.
6:15 Central.
Right.
So like an hour ahead.
Same time. So makes no damn sense. None whatsoever. Horrible idea. If you all were going to do this, I'm good with it. Like, I like week one Monday night. And I go back to Gil Brandt. Him and I had the conversation about this years ago. That made sense. You have your East Coast Central time zone game.
Yeah.
And the second game is West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have doubleheader? That's fine. ABC gets the first game.
Yeah.
And then the second game should be something out on the West Coast.
Right.
Now, we don't know what the schedule is yet. We haven't seen it. We'll get it this week. But that second game should have been a game in San Francisco.
Right.
Who else? Denver. Russell Wilson maybe gets one of those games. The Raiders. Whatever. But this here, dude, I don't know. I don't think that was very well thought out. I think they screwed that up. And part of it is to get the ratings of the East Coast, right?
Yes.
Because they think, and they're probably right, that by the time that second game starts, the East Coast is done and gone to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Central time zone's about ready to go to bed by the time that game kicks off.
Right.
So they're trying to get both in. And again, they're both East Coast games.
So
Philadelphia and Buffalo.
And, would you say 6:15 and 7:30? Okay.
Right. One on ESPN, one on ABC.
So a difference in about an hour?
Hour, 15 minutes, give something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're probably at the end of, you may be at halftime.
First game gets done at 9:15, second game
well, I'm
you
just
get
saying
done about
you
10:30.
May be at halftime before the other one starts.
Yeah, the other one may kick then essentially at halftime.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how you cross promote it. Hey, we're at halftime. Check out the other game. Mm-hmm. It might be more entertaining what you saw
right,
here in the first
you may
half.
Have a blowout, yeah.
Right.
That's how that's going to go.
And again, they're sister stations. So if they're taking eyes off of the TV, it's going to the sister station. So it's all in the same company, I guess, from that perspective, if that's what they're willing to do.
It looks like that's what they're willing to do.
I mean,
yeah. And I would agree with it. It doesn't make much sense. I would have done something different than that. But it's still an hour and whatever difference.
15 minutes.
So it puts you at halftime. That's enough break if that's the game is not going well. You can pick up another game.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So Bucks and Celtics coming up tonight. Looking forward to this one, obviously. In game four at Fiserv Forum this evening, 6:30 tip on this bad boy tonight between the Celtics and Bucks. Going into this game, who you got? 2-1 series lead Bucks. They get this one, it's 3-1, and I think pretty much over.
You know, I feel like the Bucks will win this, and because it just felt like to me this last game, Boston, although it was closer than what you want it to be, they had no answers. Now they're talking about flopping. Mm. And it feels like they're reaching at straws. I mean, you could see the look on their face when they were trying to defend Giannis. They had really no answer. It feels like they're grasping for straws right now. Feels like they're desperate. I think the Bucks get this tonight.
The thing that concerns me going into this game is Tatum is going to get one eventually. Now, I don't. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he won't explode in any of these games in this series. And
God, he is so frustrated.
He'll never get off. But, I mean, all this nonsense talking about, oh, he should be in the MVP conversation because he had a half a good season. Oh, no, Jason Tatum's this.
Well, Giannis is taking over him.
Correct.
Giannis is swallowing him up.
He's just not at that level.
No, he's not.
No, he's just not.
He's not.
He's a very good basketball player, but he's not at that level.
And he's got him all messed up.
Right. So, for me, the way they lose tonight, I think, is if Tatum goes for like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lose. But if Tatum's held in check like he's been the first three games, Gary, I don't think Boston can beat Milwaukee.
I would agree.
I don't. I think, to me, this is Bucks all night unless Tatum goes off.
Mm-hmm.
If Tatum gets hot from outside and can't miss, like Jaylen Brown was that one game.
What time's game on tonight?
6:30.
Oh, it's early one.
Yeah, because the second game tips at 9 o'clock. That's Grizzlies and Warriors without Ja Morant, it looks like, for the Grizzlies. So
now Ja Morant's that knee, hurt his knee, right?
Correct.
It didn't look like much.
It did not. And the problem is Golden State's up 2-1 already.
And Middleton injury didn't look like much either.
Now the Middleton injury, they already said he ain't going to play tonight. If they would have been down 3-1, I think he plays in game 5.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't know, but
I
think.
Yeah.
But now, worst case, it's 2-2.
Yeah.
I don't think he plays in Boston.
You don't have to. No.
Right.
Don't have to.
If they're down 3-2 coming back to Milwaukee, then I think he plays.
Yeah.
We only got 1 minute left. Jesse and Jackson, you're next with 1 minute. What do you got?
Hey, you know, I'm going to the Bucks game tonight. I just wanted to hopefully say that they, you know, they play defensively. They've been playing fantastic. I just hope that they, you know, offensively, I hope their shots fall. But I truly believe they're going to win tonight and close out the series on Friday.
Yeah, interesting. So
thanks
you have him
calling,
losing.
Jess.
So he's got him losing in Boston on Wednesday, then, and then winning at home on Friday. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm with Gary. I tend to think they win this game unless Tatum goes off. And then that Philadelphia Miami series, that one's tied up at 2 apiece. So that one's probably going 7.
Right.
At this point. And if you're the Bucks, just like we said in the last series, quicker you get the series done, get a couple extra days of rest, especially if you can get through the series without playing Middleton. Mm-hmm. Huge advantage before you got to deal with Miami or Philadelphia in the next round of the playoffs. All right, thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, definitely going to get into what happens tonight in Game 4 between the Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Have a good one. Toodles.
Let's go. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.